MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Pashina Birla, PwC Telecommunications Partner. Pashina, appreciate the time. The PwC South African Telecommunications Sentiment Index, recently conducted by yourselves and Data EQ. Before I dig into some of the numbers, this is more than just traditional network providers. You've also, as I understand, bought in ISPs, mobile virtual network operators, fiber network operators. It is a broad spectrum of the telecommunications industry.
Correct. Morning, Simon. Morning, everyone. It is indeed. And it's actually the first time that we go beyond the traditional network providers to include the fiber network operators, FNOs, ISPs, and the MVNOs. We've seen some significant growth in the mobile virtual network operator space. Delivering actionable insights across this entire telecommunications ecosystem was important for us this year to actually take a look at and unpack.
I want to dig into some of those MVNOs in a moment. But before we do, network quality still a top driver of negative sentiment. And I suppose, you know, it makes sense. When my network is working, I don't say a thing. As soon as it just sort of drops for half a moment, I'm out there and complaining. But this is one of the top drivers, as I said, of that negative sentiment is, frankly, just the quality of the networks.
Correct, Simon. And you're 100%. I think, you know, when we can't connect or if we're on the online meeting and things start buffering, it's, you know, it's the first thing we think of is our network provider. And there's been strides in the sector in terms of improving that network quality. We've seen some targeted investments come through from the specific operators in this regard. But I think there's still some room for improvement. In the past, for example, you know, everyone blamed load shedding for. In 2024, we didn't see much of the load shedding actually come into play. But there's definitely still some negative sentiment when it comes to the network quality itself.
And the other one is sort of the service. And here it is high expectations. And again, it's the ease of complaint, but it's also in defense of the industry. It's a tough space. That customer service is not an easy space, I imagine, but it is frustrating customers.
It is 100%. And I guess you hit the nail on the head, right? We've got some sympathy for the network operators, 100%. Our customers or the network operator customers are always going to be even more critical in terms of when they don't get the service that they're actually paying for. I think when it comes to those network operators, there's lessons that can be learned from other industries. We've seen how the banks, the retailers, the insurance companies are turning the sentiment around. They might not be facing the same problems as the network operators because to maintain that infrastructure, it does cost a lot of capital. There's capital investment, which the other industries, you know, they don't need to necessarily invest as much in that.
You mentioned capital investment, and one of the striking features is the MVNOs, mobile virtual network operators. And we've certainly seen significant growth in that space.
Yes.
But interestingly, outperforming the legacy operators and sentiment. This, I suppose, is because, you know, it's the old story. They're the new kids in the block. They can sort of look at what's happening and design for the customer, perhaps.
Correct. And I guess when we look at the MVNOs, we are seeing that significant growth, especially from 2024, even into 2025. They are outperforming when it comes to that sentiment. But I think it's also taking the positives on what they are doing. We are seeing that, for example, some of them are coming off a very good base when it comes to sentiment. For example, like Capitec Connect, you've got access to something and a base platform of customers already. But it's also about how the MVNOs, as they grow now and scale, are they going to maintain that in terms of the sentiment going forward? Whereas, you know, your traditional and legacy network operators, their subscriber bases are quite significant in comparison as well. So also maintaining and improving that sentiment can prove challenging at times.
Actually, it's a great point. Being small sometimes helps. And then, of course, you successful, you're big, and you find the challenges that the incumbents have. It's not all negative. I mean,
you know,
Rain got a sentiment increase. You mentioned Capitec Connect, a net sentiment up of 88%. I mean, there certainly are places out there in the telecommunication space which are delighting their customers. It is possible to do.
Definitely. And, you know, you mentioned Rain. In comparison, Rain a few years ago, you know, really went out and rebranded, offered some, you know, tailor-made packages to their customers as well, customer-centric offerings. So they also are coming off a relatively good base when it comes to sentiment and have maintained that in terms of their innovative products. But I think it's also important if you are doing something well, what we've seen come through from the data is commenting on that. And that also then, you know, helps your customers see that in the market, essentially.
And you make two great points there, customer-centric, innovation, and again, harder when you're the incumbent. But this is at the core of it. I mean, we started this by chatting around network quality, but a lot of it is just that customer-centric and innovation, which are cliches, but they're so very true at the same time.
Very, very true. And I think that's where the opportunity lies, Simon. You're seeing, you know, especially within the South African context, traditional telcos, your network operators, your fiber network operators, your ISPs, they're all competing for the customer, essentially. Yeah. We've seen strategic imperatives being around network quality, expansion, infrastructure, capital investment. Is it time for customer experience and what you give your customer, service your customer, to be one of those strategic imperatives? All our customers are wanting, even, you know, I'm speaking personally, I'm sure from your side as well, we want a personalized experience. And it's about how do you match that with what you currently have on offer and how do you innovate in terms of that as well then?
Yeah, and ultimately getting that customer what they want. And it's not always easy, but it works and it makes you a happy customer, which is what the aim is. We'll leave it there. That's Bashina Bula, PwC telecommunications partner. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.